Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze that
I am thrilled that you are with us this hour because I have... on the line waiting to talk with us, somebody I so enjoy talking with. And I enjoy talking with him because, A, he's very special and fun to talk with, and he always has wonderful things to share with us about one of my, well, one of those favorite things in the world that I love most, and I'm going to share with you what that is. Right after I remind you that you need to visit sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and travelers411.com. Check out our forums, our member photos, our directories that we create for every guest every time they visit. And you want to go surfing all over the interactive side of our family of websites at travelers411.com. And then at sabrams.com, you'll find the show notes for every show. And when you click through, you'll get to the information on the show, as well as links to the relevant websites of the guests that we have on each show. So it makes your life easy. We podcast every show for 52 weeks. We archive every show forever and ever. And what's the big mystery? I'm going to be sharing with you somebody very special right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Plan to be at Boston Symphony Hall on December 29th or 30th for the Home Alone concert. Experience this true holiday favorite as never before on the big screen with live orchestral accompaniment and members of the Wellesley High School Chorus. Don't miss this hilarious and heartwarming performance. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
I am so happy. You have no idea how happy I am to have Dennis Alves on the line with us. He is the artistic director of the Boston Pops. If you have never been to Boston Symphony Hall to a Pops concert, you have no idea what you've missed. And it's not yet again another concert, whether it's at Symphony Hall in Boston or it's at Tanglewood in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts during the summer run that Tanglewood is from mid-June to the end of Labor Day weekend, where you'll find the most spine-chilling, tingling, amazing evenings, afternoons, depending if you're going to a matinee, that you ever will experience. But when you go to Boston Symphony Hall, it's a happening. It's an absolute happening because they removed the floor, taking with it the normal concert hall, comfortable, upholstered seating. They put in a different floor, and they bring out the cocktail tables and chairs and ply you with yummy things to eat that you can order from a menu, and including champagne. Ergo, you have the... Not only do they play, for the most part, popular music of various kinds, but you hear the popping of the champagne corks. And at this time of year, the Boston Pops is busier than probably any other time of the year, and they're always busy because this is the time of the year when we get into holiday pops and we get into New Year's Eve at the Pops and we get into pops on tour, and we need to talk about all of that. So without further ado, let me introduce you to my very good friend, Dennis Alves. Thank you for joining us today.
Stephanie, it is always a pleasure to be on your show and speak with you.
Well, you know, it's funny. As we were going on the air, I commented to the broadcast team here in Studio 35, our studio, in Pittsfield, the heart of Berkshire County, and about 5 miles down the road from Tanglewood. So it's in a great launching point when we're working in the studio and there's a Tanglewood concert. We just drop everything and run. But I said to Dennis, good. And I said to my team, and Dennis overheard, we're going to have on Dennis Alves. And, of course, I know your name is Alves, but you told me the cutest story, and I asked if you wouldn't mind sharing that with our audience.
No, it's I love telling this story. My father-in-law and mother-in-law on our for our one of the wedding gifts they gave to my wife and I was a night at the Bostonian Hotel here in Boston, which is now another hotel. I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, I remember that when they made the reservation, you know, months before the wedding, they had gotten a confirmation postcard back, you know, no emails back then, and it said, you know, reservation for two for Mr. and Mrs. Alves, E-L-V-E-S. So my mother-in-law picked up the phone, called the hotel, and said, no, it's A-L-V-E-S, not E-L-V-E-S. Well, fast forward to the wedding, where my wife and I are just exhausted after the wedding and the reception and all this, we get to the reception desk and no reservation. So finally, in my dim-witted mind, I actually remembered this whole situation with the misspelling, and I said, please look up Dennis Alves. And sure enough, there it was.
Which is really fitting to talk about holiday pops.
Right, exactly.
But I told you, you know, one of the great musicians who comes with his group and who was a great benefactor as well to Tanglewood, as well as someone who has sold out performances every summer. So as soon as you learn when the James Taylor concerts are, get your tickets at once or you're going to be disappointed, because even the lawn sells out, not just the shed, which holds just under 6,000 people. But several years back, I want to say it's about 5 years ago, maybe it could be a little more than that, I had a guest on who was the CEO of the Cadillac division of General Motors. They had come out with something special and wonderful that I thought my audience should know about as it relates to travel. And so I had him on, and his name was James Taylor. And I said to him in the course of the interview, which you can hear if you go to sabrams.com and put James Taylor and then put General Motors or Cadillac in there, you're going to get the interview with him. I said to him, you know, do people ever confuse you with the James Taylor that is so well celebrated and known in the musical world? And he said, I'll tell you a funny story. I went to Thailand. I was staying in a wonderful hotel in Bangkok. I checked in. Everybody was so excited that I was, but you know, the people in Thailand are warm and friendly. So he just had the feeling that, you know, maybe they give everybody this kind of gushing kind of welcome. And they sent him up to his room with a bellman to handle his luggage and whatever business assortment of things he came with for whatever he was doing in Bangkok. And he was in the room a couple of minutes when someone came to the door and brought him a stack of messages. And he didn't realize that many people knew where he was. And he started going through the stack of messages. And he doesn't recognize one name. He doesn't know any of these people or their phone numbers. And so finally he called down the front desk and he said, you know, I'm just wondering, could there be these messages be meant for somebody else? I'm James Taylor. And the person said, well, one moment, please, let me have a look. And don't you know that our James Taylor from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, who performs at Tanglewood every summer for multiple concerts in general, was staying in that hotel and he was sent all of his messages.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
He said, there was another piece to that story I left out. They escorted him to the most beautiful suite. And when he walked in, he saw this suite, because, you know, have you ever been to Bangkok?
I have not.
Well, the best hotels line the Chiofa River. And so when you are in your hotel, you have this fabulous view of the river and you see all these old-fashioned kind of junket kind of sandpan kind of boats that are going by, as well as more modern boats. And it's charming and wonderful. But he thought his administrative assistant must have lost her mind when she booked this room because he didn't need all this glamour. So apparently he got checked into the wrong room. I don't think they rousted him out, however. It's my impression.
Oh, my gosh, that's a great story.
So I hope that James Taylor got the room he was hoping for and didn't get something that was going against General Motors' expense account that was maybe less luxurious.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I thought so. But names are fun. One of the things that happens with Tanglewood is, you know, we make announcements all year long about what's going on at Symphony Hall in Boston and what's going on at Tanglewood. And we always ask for pronunciation keys because sometimes there are names that the letters are nothing like how you say it or the piece of music is nothing like you say it. And I actually heard another radio station making a sponsorship billboard announcement of, you know, portions of today's show brought to you by. And it was the Boston Symphony Orchestra, where this weekend the performance is an all choppin' program. I suppose that was supposed to be Chopin. We'll be right back. We're going to take a great big break. And then, people, get out your pen, your paper, your iPad, your wherever you make notes on, electronically or otherwise, because we've got a lot for you to know about. Don't leave me.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Dennis Alves. He's the artistic director of the Boston Pops, and I am just thrilled that we have him on the line with us because all the folks over at the BSO, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, associated with the orchestra, with Pops, with Tanglewood, with what goes on at Symphony Hall, with what goes on when they're touring. My gosh, you know, it's amazing they have time to come up and breathe. So we truly appreciate your generosity of time to be with us because I want my audience to know what they're missing if they're not enjoying and participating in the Pops experience. Because, you know, if for people who have never been to a Pops concert at Boston Symphony Hall, they think it's yet again another go in, sit down, and be a sponge. They don't understand that it's a happening and how it's different. So maybe you can first just explain what makes going to the Boston Pops at Boston Symphony Hall different from any concert you've ever gone to ever.
Well, first of all, it's nothing like going to a Boston Symphony concert, except for one thing, that the quality is just as high as the Boston Symphony concert, because we have the musicians who play in the Boston Pops are the same musicians who play in the Boston Symphony. But as you mentioned earlier, Stephanie, rather than sitting in regular theater seats, we have cabaret tables, you know, surrounded by chairs. We have food service. And not only are you hearing great music of every genre, literally almost every genre, you can sit and have a nice glass of wine, a glass of beer, a sandwich, a dessert. It's very much I should just briefly say that Henry Lee Higginson, who started the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pops way back, he wanted to have concerts in the summer of a lighter nature, and he loved it, going to Germany and to Austria, the beer gardens, you know, and Oktoberfest and all that. He loved the idea of sitting down, enjoying friends and a meal, listening to music, and he tried to recreate that, and he did it perfectly, and no one had ever done anything like that before in the United States. That started in 1885.
Wow.
And it's still going strong today.
You know, it's funny, you talk about the beer gardens in Europe, in Germany, in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that comes to my mind is the first time on my very first trip to Europe, we met a fellow in the airplane who grew up in Austria, and his mother shoved him out of the country when Hitler was coming in.
Wow.
And he was going home for the first time after World War II to visit his mother, who was now in her 80s. And he thought this is going to be probably the last time he's going to see her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling us all these wonderful stories and told us, when you get to Vienna, drop me a postcard express and I will get it the next day. Tell me what hotel you're at and I'll come and get you. And he took us to beer gardens. And with the Beethoven Heuriger. And it was an amazing experience. But if you get up and you go, I was sent to the ladies' room every time the violinist came around, because if there's no woman at the table, they won't stop. So it was my husband, Kurt Fischer, who was a professor at Muhlenberg State College in Pennsylvania. Amazing, I can still remember his name. And me. So if I wasn't at the table, the musicians wouldn't stop, and then they wouldn't have to tip him. So I kept getting sent to the ladies' room. And each time, you will find that when you go to Symphony Hall or you go to Tanglewood, there will be no matron in the bathroom running after you screaming, "Ein Pfennig, bitte, Fräulein, ein Pfennig." Which is a penny, basically.
Right,
and
right.
I was walking around with no money. So then this woman was chasing me through the beer garden looking for her penny. It was so humiliating.
Oh,
yeah. One of those great memories. See what happens when you say a word like beer garden you think is, you know, just an innocuous word. And look what it does to me.
There you go.
But it's one of those great memories. And you don't have to take an international flight and go through what it takes to have a passport and fly across the ocean in order to have that kind of unbelievable experience where the music is really interacting with you. It's not just there floating through your eardrums. It's a whole different story. And, you know, we think about, if you have to rearrange the furniture in your living room, it's like a huff and a puff and a pain in the neck. Imagine what it takes to remove the floor that has the seats attached to it from Symphony Hall to get to the subflooring where a different floor will be slid on top, like on railroad tracks, and then put all the tables and chairs and everything out so people can just come and enjoy a kind of, you know, it's like drive into the orchestra.
Well, you know what, Stephanie, if folks go on YouTube and type in Boston Symphony Hall changeover, there is a wonderful, there may even be more than one because we've done it a few times, a time-lapse film of the changeover from symphony to pops, and it's hilarious. I think we used the Barber of Seville music to go with it or something like that. it's a lot of fun, but it takes about a day, and we bring in a big crew of you know, men and women to make the change, and it's remarkable. It really is.
Well, for the person who is attending, you have the choice. If you're on the orchestra level, you will be in those kind of cocktail tables and chairs and, you know, being served there. But there are also balconied, tiered level seating where you can just come and be up there if, you know, for whatever reason, the orchestra level is sold out or you choose not to imbibe while you are enjoying the experience. But I have to tell you, I mean, half the fun of being there is being there and, you know, munching and drinking and enjoying and being entertained by the marvelous Boston Pops. I mean, there really is nothing better. Really,
you know,
is
that
better.
Being said, there are actually quite a few folks who love sitting up in the balconies, people who just like to watch people who like to sit close to the stage above to see the musicians playing, and others like myself, for example. I love to hear concerts in Symphony Hall way back in the second balcony in the center because I love the sound back there. I mean, I'm a musician, so I know what everybody looks like when they're playing, so I don't need to actually look. I just love the sound to wash over me, and it's
well, I do understand.
An amazing place.
I understand what you're talking about because on one of my many visits to Symphony Hall in Boston, I was quietly hustled into, I think you were the hustler who hustled me in. I think it's when I brought Amy Banks to meet you with her mother, uh-huh. Allison from Ireland.
Right.
And you took us around to, you know, the inner sanctum of places you don't usually get into. And there was a Boston Symphony rehearsal going on.
Oh, I remember, yep.
And you snuck us in very quietly so that we wouldn't get yelled at for interrupting them. And I stood exactly where you're talking about. And there is something magical about the sound in at that point where you are, you know, it's like that whispering spot in the Capitol building where if you stand in one spot and you whisper, you can hear it like they're talking loud across the whole, that big hallway in the Capitol.
And it's also exactly what you mean. But it's also the vista from up there. It's you see the orchestra down on the stage, but we have the beautiful Greek statues, you know, around the upper walls. The artisans that they brought in from Europe, Italy, who the ceiling is just amazing.
Oh, it's gorgeous in there. It's just gorgeous. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back because I want to talk about specifically the programming coming up for Holiday Pops and the programming coming up for Boston Pops on tour. So don't leave me, everybody. We'll be right back talking with Dennis Alves from the Boston Pops. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, is the sudden, unexplained death of a baby younger than one. During SIDS Awareness Month, the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, NICHD, Safe to Sleep campaign wants everyone to know how to help babies sleep safely. Dr. Marion Coso-Thomas of the NICHD.
To reduce the risk of SIDS, always place your baby on his or her back to sleep. Use a firm and flat sleep surface, such as a mattress, in a safety-approved crib covered by a fitted sheet with no other bedding or soft items in the sleep area. Do not put soft objects, toys, crib bumpers, or loose bedding anywhere in the baby's sleep area. The American Academy of Pediatrics also recommends that parents share their room with the baby, keeping him or her close to their bed, but on a separate surface designed for infants, ideally for the first year, but preferably for at least the first 6 months.
For more information, go to safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductible supply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have on the phone with me Dennis Alves, live from Boston, where he is the artistic director of the Boston Pops. You can always find everything related to the BSO, the Boston Pops, Tanglewood, anything going on if you go to the internet and head for BSO.org. BSO.org for Boston Symphony Orchestra. What happens if you put in bostonpops.org? Does it just flip over to BSO?
No, it actually goes to the Boston Pops page on our website.
Okay.
So that's a good one to go to. If you want specifically Boston Pops, then bostonpops.org.
So let's talk about what's coming up. The first thing coming up, you know, when we talk about holiday pops, I generally think about the December holidays of Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
But the last year, was last year the first year or the last couple of years? You've been doing something in Halloween.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got something coming up for Halloween. Let's talk about that.
We have something really terrific. Folks who have been to Symphony Hall, to the Pops, and other orchestras are doing this now. This is there's a great new it's a new thing. Having screening great movies that have great film scores, but playing the score itself live. So the orchestra is playing the film score. We're talking about, we've done John Williams and all kinds of great old movies, new movies on October 29th evening and also October 31st evening. We are doing Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Oh, that's a goodie for Halloween.
It's a great for Halloween, but and it's obviously a great film, but it's one of the greatest film scores ever written. It's by Bernard Herrmann, who was a major collaborator with Alfred Hitchcock for many years. And believe it or not, the scariest thing about that movie is actually the music. I remember John Williams at one of his concerts a number of years ago. We had a film clip from Psycho, and he played the shower scene without any music. And it was kind of like, okay, you know, I remember that. And then he went back, and he added the orchestra music, you know, and people went nuts. It was all of a sudden, everyone was, like, biting their nails, and they were scared, and they were sweating, because the music is such a big part of the emotion of a movie. Anyway.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to see a great old film with the Boston Symphony, and it's only the string section, believe it or not, of the symphony, the Boston Pops, excuse me, that's playing, it's wonderful. You know, little known fact, by the way, speaking of Alfred Hitchcock, is he and Bernard Herrmann had a sort of a falling out later on in their relationship, and John Williams wrote a score with Alfred Hitchcock. The movie was called Family Plot. It was in 1976. It was either the last or one of the last movies that Hitchcock did. But John told me that it's a great Hitchcock quote. He said that Hitchcock said to him, "Mr. Williams, murder can be fun." I'll never forget that.
Yeah, but Hitchcock had a very peculiar personality, and it's amazing anybody got along with him. I mean, you know, you hear the stories about, was it Tippi Hedren from the Byrds?
Mm-hmm.
He made her fairly crazy. And then Vivian Leigh with the shower scene and whatever. I mean, you know, when you see the movie Hitchcock, it gives you all the backstories. but there is something incredible about being in a theater setting seeing the video of the actors and hearing the actors speak and having the music track removed from the original film and being supplied by the Boston Pops. I have to tell you, and we have seen at Tanglewood, I know you do it at Symphony Hall as well, usually in the late spring, like around May sometime.
Right, exactly.
But at Tanglewood in, well, it's partly in Lenox and partly in Stockbridge in western Massachusetts in the Berkshire Mountains. I've seen E.T. I've seen West Side Story twice because it's been performed twice. The Wizard of Oz. What am I missing? We've done the number of other ones.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, I think we did.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget that? And Jaws.
There's probably two or three I'm forgetting, but...
I never saw Jaws before I saw it at Tanglewood a summer ago.
That's right, Jaws. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. Yes,
yeah.
Jaws.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've done every one of them. I wouldn't miss it for the world. But it is the most incredible thing. And the funny thing about it is you get into the movie and you almost forget. You have about 100 very talented musicians on the stage providing the music.
No, and it's true. And there's also an advantage. I know John Williams loves this part. The advantage of seeing a movie live with a live orchestra is you can actually control the sound of the sound effects, you know, on a movie, like the crashing, the bombs going off, and the crashing car, and all that. And because, you know, film composers, they hate all that stuff because it covers up the music, the beautiful music they've written. And you actually get a chance to really concentrate more on the film score when you're listening, when you come to one of these events. It's really great. It really is.
And John Williams is a national treasure.
Oh, my God.
You know, for our listeners who have been either living under a rock or have no interest in music in general, maybe you can just run through some of the films that he is responsible for the musical score, almost all of which have won an Academy Award for Best Score. So,
oh, my God.
Want to run through some?
So many.
Well, let's start with Superman, Harry Potter, Memoirs of a Geisha. By the way, I don't have a list in front of me. I'm doing this from memory. So forgive me when I get stuck somewhere. All of the Indiana Jones movies. What else?
His collaboration with Steven Spielberg is legendary.
Oh, yes.
John Williams has almost been the exclusive composer.
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
That
oh
one
my
comes.
Gosh.
That one comes to mind because of
Munich,
the great. Munich. Yes, of course.
AI. There's so many of them. To Catch a Thief.
Really? I didn't know he did that.
Yeah. And also, what else? The one about the you know, the guy who makes believe he's a pilot, and then he makes believe he's a doctor.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Is the film called The Imposter?
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me
That's
If You Can.
If you can.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know he did The Terminal with Tom Hanks about, you know, Tom Hanks being from some country that just disappeared, and suddenly his passport is worthless, and he's stuck living in JFK. Oh, that was – well, what was particularly interesting about that was the music – those in my audience who know what klezmer music is, and for those who don't, go Google it at YouTube or someplace where you can get some, you know, audio, video, something of klezmer music spelled just the way it sounds but with a K. Tom Hanks is supposed to be from Eastern European country. And it would be a country where the sound of the traditional music would have this klezmer sound to it. And John Williams did such an amazing job picking up on that and weaving that into the, I'd sing it, but you'd all turn your radios off. But it's just wonderful, fabulous music. Just,
and of course, you know, don't forget that John Williams... And I don't think there's any film composer who's ever lived, actually, who's done this. He, after you know, when the next Star Wars movie.
Oh, how did we leave out Star Wars, for goodness sake?
The ninth one, he will have written the film score to all nine Star Wars episodes.
Wow.
Which is, that's like writing nine operas, because these, he writes on a regular basis, you know, 2.5-3 hours of music for these long movies.
Wow. That is something.
It's remarkable.
Well, I'm going to tell you a quick story in about 15 seconds. At one of the Tanglewood film night events, where John Williams appeared, and there was a video that was shown in between the music and the performances of the various pieces that were being shared that night, and he said that when he was given by Spielberg the script for Schindler's List, he remarked, John Williams remarked that, you know, you got to find somebody else to do this. I'm not good enough to do this. And Spielberg said, I tried, but they're all dead. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. Don't leave me.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, December 6th through New Year's Eve. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Plan on visiting historic Boston this holiday season and make the Boston Pops at Symphony Hall one of your stops. Your family will love it. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with Rumors in hand, or acquire Rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions, too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room. Email Stephanie. Let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie@sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted that we're talking with Dennis Alves. This is an opportunity for you to make your way to Boston. If you have a business trip that needs to take you to Boston, if you're on the East Coast and you're flying somewhere and you can get yourself to Boston to fly from there, plan your trip so that it wraps around when the Boston Pops is in its holiday pops frame of mind in terms of the calendar. Plan to stay over. Get your business done by whatever day of the week it is so that you can stay another day or two, enjoy Boston, go to the Pops, and let's really dig in with our guest, Dennis Alves, the artistic director of the Boston Pops, with dates of when you can do whatever it is this holiday season to ramp up your holiday spirit, starting with Halloween. Now, we were talking about, I think there are two performances of Psycho for Halloween, aren't there?
That is correct. 8 o'clock on the 29th of October, and also 8 o'clock on the 31st of October, which is, of course, Halloween.
What a great way to spend Halloween. Okay, and remember, people, that you can get your tickets by going online. So you can go to bostonpops.org or bso.org and find Boston Pops performances. And so do you remember what the phone number is? Oh, David, you would know what the phone number is for the Boston, for ordering tickets. Hold on a second. I've got my senior director here.
888-266-1200.
Bless your heart.
Excellent.
He keeps us on track. Thank you, David. David's our senior producer and man, all-knowing man. Okay, so the 29th and the 31st of October, 8 p.m., Boston Symphony Hall, Psycho, where the music's been stripped out of the film and it's being supplied by the magnificent Boston Pops Orchestra. Okay.
And Keith Lockhart conducting, by the way.
Oh, how we love him. How we love him. Another national treasure. Okay, so then, what's
Holiday
next?
Holiday Pops.
Okay, so are they on tour next?
Yes. Our first Holiday Pops concert is actually not at Symphony Hall, but it is in Storrs, Connecticut on December 1st at University of Connecticut. We actually have been doing this concert every year for, 20, 25 years, a long time. It's We have a wonderful chorus, the Metropolitan Chorale. We have the Boston Pops and Keith Lockhart. December 1st at the Jorgensen Center at UConn.
So does
Sunday,
Art Garfunkel?
December 2nd.
Does Art Garfunkel show up?
He hasn't yet. We'll see.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know if he's still teaching there, but he was teaching there for decades.
Really? I heard he has a bridge over troubled waters.
Oh, dear. Anyway. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. So December 2nd.
This is it's kind of a feat of kind of a miracle that we do every once in a while. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, December 2nd, we will play our Holiday Pops concert at the State Theater of New Jersey in New Brunswick, New Jersey. So we play that concert and then we get on a bus, we load all our stuff up on a truck, and we drive out to Long Island, to Greenville, Long Island, and so that we play at the Tillis Center. At CW Post there.
Okay, so hang on. So New Brunswick, if I'm not wrong, is exit 9, I think, on the New Jersey Turnpike. And you said the other one on is what date? The 3rd?
Actually, we do two in one day. So at 2 o'clock.
Oh my gosh!
At the State Theater in New Brunswick, and that evening we drive to Long Island, to Greenville, Long Island, and play at the Tillis Center, CW Post at Long Island University. That's at 8 o'clock. So there's two opportunities on December 2nd.
And does everybody collapse right after that, or what? That's a rugged day.
We usually go to a hotel afterwards, and many people like to enjoy perhaps an adult beverage or something like that.
Yeah, I would think. Get loaded.
And then the next day, Monday, December 3rd, we drive up to Schenectady, New York, to play at the beautiful old theater, Proctor's Theater. That's at 7:30 on Monday, December 3rd.
Oh, wow. Jeez. I know all of these places so well. We don't live all that far away from Schenectady. In fact, we just came back from a trip with Amtrak where we passed through on the dome car. We passed through Schenectady in both directions. Okay, so then what happens afterward? Is there any more touring, or now we're back to Symphony
Hall? Let me just mention a few more tour dates. December 7th, Worcester, Massachusetts at
Worcester.
The Hanover Theater. That's at 8 o'clock, December 7th. On December 8th, in the evening, at 8 o'clock, we play at the Providence Performing Arts Center in Providence, Rhode Island.
Wow.
And then we have two more tour programs. 15th of December, the evening, 7:30 in the evening at, I believe it's the... New Hampshire University. Gosh, I can't remember the name of it. It's the arena there. Anyway, in Manchester, New Hampshire. Forgive me for not having that on the tip of my tongue.
Okay.
Southern New Hampshire University.
You know who's there right now studying? Right now, when you go there, I'm going to see if I can hook you up with him. Andrew Weibrecht, who is a U.S. Olympic medalist skier, downhill racer, who's won both the bronze and the silver. And we just had him on radio again, and we're about to have him on TV this weekend. So, So
this is SNHU.
That's it. That's
arena.
Where he goes to school.
Southern New Hampshire University. It's a big arena in Manchester, New Hampshire, 7:30 on the 15th of December. And then our last tour program is the following day, Sunday afternoon, December 16th, at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium in Lowell, Massachusetts. At 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay, I'm going to let Andrew know and tell him to go and bring a gang. Get his wife and two little ones to come, too. Okay.
I would love to meet him.
Yeah, he's a doll. You guys would get along so well. All right, we have half a minute to plow through. When does Holiday Pop start at Boston Symphony Hall?
December 6th is our first concert. The last concert is on New Year's Eve. On Christmas Eve. But we're talking about Holiday Pops here.
Right.
And if you go on our website, you can see all of the concerts listed there. But of note, is obviously opening night on December 6th, but we also have these kids' matinees that we do on Saturdays and Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. They're 75 minutes long. There's no intermission. It's great to bring young kids. Nobody minds if the kids cry or whatever. It's fun for an entire family that have, you know, younger kids.
I have no time left. We've used up this hour, and we must go. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay with us, everybody. We're flying high.
Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.